Big plays for Sterling Shepard this year. Touchdowns of 77 and 67 yards just against the Eagles. Three 100-yard receiving games, and Sterling joins us right now here on the program. And you've had an opportunity here this year, obviously with Odell going down. Do you like being the number one guy?
Yeah, I like it. I mean, it's been rough for me throughout this season. I've missed four games, so that was pretty rough on me. But since I've been back, it's been great.
Has it allowed you to see defenses differently now? Because when Odell's in, you know he gets the attention and the schemes go to him. But then the entire receiving core goes out and you're the guy. Mm-hmm. So are now you starting to see, okay, well, it's me and Evan Engram, and these are some of the things that I didn't see before?
I mean, it's not too much different, actually. I think teams have been putting one guy on me, and then I've been having to work with that. And with Odell and them being out, they kind of just went into their base coverage and been keeping it pretty simple for us. So I've just been having to beat one guy still, and that's been working out for me.
Has your preparation changed, though? Is something new for you when you're looking out there? Because I know when Odell's out there sliding coverage and then rolling guys over, mm-hmm. and it puts you in a different position. But now that it's just basic coverage, what are you working on most to get better?
Just kind of trying to recognize those coverages. I think that's the main thing for me. Pre-snap, just kind of seeing what's going on and just trusting what I see, pretty much.
So, you know, I give you a lot of lighthearted ribbing on, you know, sometimes not catching balls. Mm-hmm. And you made the most incredible catch in the Oakland game. You actually did a 360 to catch a ball that was thrown behind you. And I'm saying to myself, when I see him, I'm going to tell him, you can make those catches and then you'll drop a routine one. Talk about this thing that you guys have. And we know receivers catch the ball and they want to catch every one of them. But it seems like there are some times where it looks like there's like a total lack of focus.
Yeah, I think that just goes back to catching the ball first. That's the main thing. And a lot of the times guys will be thinking about what they're going to do after the catch. And that's where it can get you. You think you're wide open or have an easy, shallow route, and you're going to make something big happen with it. And a lot of times you will, but that lack of focus and just concentration, it can get you sometimes.
So thinking ahead.
Thinking ahead, that's what
that'll get
you.
Talk about the 360.
That was one of the ones we needed pretty bad right then to get things going in that drive. And, yeah, I just had to kind of try to make a play right there.
The season hadn't gone the way anybody thought it would go.
Right.
You got two games left. What's on your mind? What are you looking for these last two?
If we can come away with two wins, I feel like that would be great for the morale of the team. You know, it would be great for the fans, too. I mean, they've been looking for a win, itching for a win, especially at home. So if we can give them that and give ourselves that, it would give us a lot of oomph going into the next season.
They got a good secondary, right?
They got do.
Williams, veteran guy. Patrick Peterson just made the Pro Bowl again. Mm-hmm. Honey Badger. When you look at them, what are some of the things they do really well?
Like you said, they're just experienced. So they know things are coming before they come. So we have to be on our toes, and we have to make everything kind of look the same.
Well, you got a good quarterback to do it.
And we do.
He's good. fake out a few defenses. Sure. Hey, wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us.
You all as well. Thank you.